Oh, I got you, Bean.
I fucking did a spit take. I was drinking a Red Bull and the Red Bull is all over my fucking face.
The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bea Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
That's not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
G'day everybody, this is Bea Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 18 of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the podcast where my co-host and I pick a random movie off the free streaming site Tubi and do an audio commentary on it. With me as always are my two co-hosts. First up, of course, is always the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello, I'm doing okay, just busy morning, wrangling up the animals in the house, but doing all right. How you doing, Bede?
Not too bad, thanks, Marcy. Just finished work for the day and all excited to do To Be Tuesday with you guys because it's always a lot of fun.
Yes,
and it's always what I look forward to. So, and of course, our second co-host is the one, the only, Professor Batch. G'day, Batch. How's it going?
Just having fun watching these movies. I should point out, we are the number one OG, often imitated, never duplicated, To Be Tuesday podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian.
Yes.
Exactly. We're the original, the best. There's a lot of imitators out there, some that are officially out there. And others that have been in the works that are trying to steal our name. But, you know, that's a whole different can of worms right there. But I digress. But hey, the more the merrier in terms of podcasts about Tubi. But please have a different name than ours. Just say, please. Is that so much to ask?
Yep.
The better.
But anyways, though.
We're the OG train wreck. We're the best. Yeah. And that's all there is to say about that.
That's it.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, for this episode of To Be Tuesdays, it's my pick once again.
the week and I dread the most.
Indeed. This is the week you guys always dread because, as we have seen the last few times it's been my pick for this show, I have somehow delivered the most batshit insane movies. Because, as of course, we've got out the Peanut Butter Solution, and then, of course, the previous one that I did, which was Meet the Feebles, which we have all seen, but I think we completely forgot just how completely and utterly insane that movie is. So, so I thought, you know, I need to bring out the big guns for this one. So I had a different movie in mind, maybe not as insane as those two, but something that was still a little crazy. But then while I was scrolling through Tubi, just, you know, looking for future ideas for stuff, there was a movie.
Looking for porn.
Yeah, well, that too. But that's a whole different story right there. But but when I was on Tubi, I was scrolling through it, and then I saw it, and this was a film that I saw probably 2 years back. And at the time, I was mixed on it, but it's a movie I have not forgotten ever since I first watched it, because it's probably without a doubt one of the most insane movies I have ever seen. And it is a 1979 Italian sci-fi horror film called The Visitor. And the plot summary for this film is: the soul of a demonic 8-year-old girl with telekinetic powers becomes the pawn of an intergalactic tug-of-war between the forces of good and evil.
What the fuck now, is that?
The only way this could be better is if it was a musical.
Exactly. But this movie is completely insane. Imagine if what The Omen and Star Wars mashed together was like. It would be this film. And believe me, and to quote Stefan from Saturday Night Live, this movie has everything. Evil kids, killer birds, people in wheelchairs, basketball, Shelley Winters, and Franco Nero as Space Jesus.
What are we watching?
This movie is completely it. This movie, and also, director Sam Peckinpah's in this movie, but his line readings were so bad, they actually had to have him dubbed over by a different actor.
What?
I think, as Rick Sanchez said it best, you son of a bitch, I'm in.
Yes. So I am very excited to show you guys this movie. And it's also our first film from the 70s. And it's also our second film that we've tackled that.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, you might be right. So I could be completely wrong. So forgive me if I am. But
I don't remember.
This is our second stab. This is probably our second stab at Italian horror, which is, of course, if we know what Italian filmmakers like to do when it comes to horror, is just make completely and utterly insane movies. Mm-hmm. So this movie is no different. And
does Night Killer qualify as a horror film, though? Really?
It was a horror show watching that movie, but I've seen it twice now, so I don't know.
But before we get right to the movie, for all those out there who have never listened to our previous episodes of To Be Tuesday, how dare you? And for the ground rules, of course, all you need to do is go to Tubi, look up the film The Visitor, and our commentary, I'm going to count this down. So from 5, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. So that way, our audio commentary will be in sync with the movie as you're watching it. But I'm pretty sure our commentary will, even if you don't have, if you can't find the film on Tubi, or you might have to look elsewhere, like on other streaming services, or even if you have the movie on DVD or Blu-ray, you can easily play our commentary over those as well. However, though, if you don't know where to, if you're not interested in watching The Visitor, and personally, why the hell not? basically, all you can. I'm pretty sure our audio commentary will still be entertaining on its own, regardless if you're watching the film or not. So, I am ready for the madness of this movie.
I'm ready.
Are you guys ready, though?
I'm ready.
That's how progressive of a podcast we are. You don't even have to watch the show on Tubi.
Because it is everywhere. But it makes it better, though, if it is on Tubi. Also, I almost forgot, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads at certain spots throughout the film. So whenever an ad does pop up on any of our copies, and it will at different times because we're watching it from different parts of the world, we will say ad. That's when you pause the film, and then once the ads are over, we'll let you know, and then you can start up the movie again. So, but of course, being what To Be Tuesdays is, having the ads here makes these episodes a bit of a train wreck, but that's always the fun part of them. So let's get right. Exactly. So let's get to it. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
All right, let's do this. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off with Draft House Films.
Right away, I see this movie is over 2 hours long, so.
This is going to be a long 2 hours.
What is the producers? this thank you. Wow, okay.
The filmmakers want to say thank you to the person for letting them shoot this crazy ass movie.
Apparently.
What is with
these credits?
Yes, these credits.
It's just, here we go. A film. Now it's a film by. With music.
And the directors, well, obviously, being that this is an Italian horror film, the director's name, Michael J. Paradise, is not his name. It's a completely different name.
And the director
who did direct this movie goes by the name of, and I'm probably going to say this wrong, so Marcy, you might need give me a bit of help. Giulio Paradisi?
Paradisi, perhaps?
Giulio Paradisi.
Oh, look, it's John Huston, the director of Chinatown and the treasure of the Serum Madre.
What the hell? Alright, let's do this.
I don't think I'm high enough for this film yet.
I tried. I don't think there's enough weed in the world to get me high enough for this
Allege.
Film. We meet at last. The circle is now complete.
Yeah, I'm like...
Oh, wait, sorry, wrong movie.
What am I... Well, what is this? How, oh, my God. Okay.
It's how episode 8 of Star Wars originally ended.
It's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, Star Wars episode 10 is going to very weird places.
Well, I think it's better than Palpatine suddenly being alive.
It's like Star Wars meets Dune.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of these shots of this opening scene, they used for a lot of the promotional material for this movie.
I don't think it's necessarily bad. I think it's quite inventive. I just don't know what's going on.
Well, obviously, this is all the cocaine that they snorted when they made this movie.
This is Jude in Ontario. It's like sunny and hot, then it's like snowing next thing you know.
Wow. It's like Melbourne, except Melbourne doesn't snow.
It should, though.
So, is this like a girl in cotton wool?
She looks like she's in cotton wool.
Is she like the psychic or whatever? Well,
there's
it's meant to
an
be?
Evil. There's an. There's like an evil child in this movie.
And that's her? And
John Huston. Yeah, I think this is like a premonition or a vision, letting him know that they have to go stop this evil little girl.
Okay. And it's set in outer space.
Yeah, no. It's set out of space.
Ish.
space-ish? Maybe it's like in between? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm
but
so
it looks confused. Good, though.
Oh, it doesn't look terrible. I mean, yeah, she
could have given him a ride.
It's Franco Nero, Space Jesus.
Look at those blue eyes.
It's Hangman Page.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say, I think Franco Nero looks like Chad Kroger in this movie.
Oh, God.
They're giving us the backstory of what is happening in this movie. Like the ultimate evil in the universe.
I cannot get over Franco Nero right now. Like, I'm just... Wow, okay. Yep, okay, cool. What's with the bald kids?
I mean, it has been a little while since I've seen this movie, but I believe all these little kids used to be evil kids, I think. I don't know. This isn't a movie that you go in for the plot. It's just for basically for the weird ass visuals and the insanity that happens.
So I shouldn't pay attention?
He's describing how Scientology started.
Oh. Yes, I can believe that too.
So, Satan, basically, like, from what I remember, there was this being called Satine, who's basically like Satan.
Yes.
Who basically sent his seed out into the universe and basically birthed multiple of evil children.
I'm so lost. I don't think this is going to make any sense.
Yeah, it's basically this whole monologue with Franco Nero is basically just giving all the backstory of this movie before
but it just goes make into the sense.
It doesn't. It's just him, like, just talking to bald children.
Yeah, I'm very confused.
Well, as one does.
He's just probably there just taunting. It's like, check out my golden, luscious locks, and none of you baldies have any.
I think he's also like, we gotta find the kid from the peanut butter solution so you can get some hair back.
Oh, we do. Yes. We always have to link our movies on this show to the 2B Cinematic Universe. So. Yes. That's our first
one. Yeah, exactly.
So now we know why they're bald.
All these kids are from alternate universes of the Peanut Butter Solution.
Mm.
Yes.
They got the scare, they got bald, and now they need the Peanut Butter Solution to grow some hair.
That's right.
But one of them will take a cue from Connie and put it down there.
I like how John Huston, even though he's like a space being, just rocks up in what looks like a safari outfit.
It's space, a safari.
Now keep a listen out for the score of this movie, because the score for this movie is probably one of the greatest that's ever been written.
Okay. I believe you, don't worry. Oh my god! Dude, let's do the dramatic close-up.
Now, I gotta wonder, with Franco Nero, was that actually his voice or was he dubbed over? Because I know for a lot of these movies, in early of his career when he was doing, like, international films or American films, he was dubbed over.
Mm.
Most infamously.
Add. We're at 7:14.
Same here.
So, most infamously, of course, being Enter the Ninja. Where they dubbed his voiceover so he could have an American Texas accent.
Is that his real
he's just mad. He's just mad that it was his time to do story time. This old guy comes in and all the kids just flock to him because.
Is it his
John
real
Huston
hair?
Looks like...
Or is it a wig?
I hope so. I hope it's his real hair because that would be amazing.
We are halfway through the ad for Lipton Tea. Which is amazing. I love my Lipton
tea. Because it has a boxer in it.
I'm on one for Coors Organic right now.
Yes, we are on the same ad.
We are too. Wow, that's amazing. But then again, no, we always start off with the same ads and then they just completely go different as the movie goes.
Yeah, who knows? But an ad like 7 minutes in, wow.
7 minutes, 15 seconds, back.
Yep, we're back. Yep. Oh, well.
Meanwhile, at this basketball scene, hey, there's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Is it really?
Yeah, he's in this. That's him.
Oh. I wasn't paying attention. Because, yeah, he would have been playing basketball at this point. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's my man, ooh. Lance Henriksen.
Lance Henriksen. All right, this movie's getting better.
So, there's scenes on Earth, mm-hmm. and this other shit is just happening in space, right?
Space?
Yes.
I'm so confused.
Space? Well, you see, the little girl, her mum is married to Lance Henriksen, who owns the basketball team that we're seeing right now.
Oh, okay. Look at that young man.
Oh no, it's the birds from Birdemic. I can hear them. Pa-ka-pa-ka!
Better get out the Kodak.
Shouldn't he be in the owner's box or something like that?
I know.
He's not even, like, courtside.
I don't know where he is. So, is the little girl an alien?
She's the seed of Satan. She's just, yeah. She's just evil.
Okay, woo. So she's like Damien from The Omen.
Essentially, yes.
But what does the outer space shit have to do with this?
They're going to stop her.
I'm so confused. Okay.
Don't worry, it's never clear at all throughout the whole the rest of the
You'd
movie.
You'd think being Italian myself, like, I'd understand what some of these Italian filmmakers are doing, but no.
No. Now, is this what Italian basketball looks like?
Yes.
I love all the blue, like, jumpsuits that these guys are wearing.
We need to get, like, red and white Tubi Tuesday jumpsuits like that.
Yes.
I know this is the 70s, but this watching any basketball scene is weird if Jack Nicholson or Spike Lee isn't on the, you know, in the crowd somewhere watching.
So
it's a damn birdemic bird.
So
again.
Can Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hear this weird noise from this
that
little
is that
girl?
That wasn't him back there. Oh. But
I thought he got taken off the court.
No, the character's name is just Abdul.
Oh.
Oh, maybe he does have four seats. I'm mistaken.
But it just looks totally like he's not in the middle of the crowd.
That's not him. Well,
so
I don't know where he is because he was there before.
I was trying to work out because I didn't think that was him hearing the sound, but they showed him before.
Yeah. Well, they are focusing on this guy, so maybe he only hears the sound.
Is the girl, maybe she's focusing on him?
I think so.
Maybe? What's with the glasses? I want them.
Totally not Linda Blair, that little girl.
Hey, just tell me, where the fuck does the money come from? We gotta know!
See, there's Abdul-Jabbar right there.
And right, the other... And
maybe it isn't. I don't know, I'm confused too.
No, the guy's called Abdul. But maybe it's not him.
I don't know. I thought I did read somewhere that he was in this movie. Maybe I was... Hold on, I'm gonna find out.
He was too busy filming Airplane during this movie.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, he is in this movie.
Is he?
I look. Yeah, he is.
Well,
so there's more than one basketball game in this movie?
Yes.
And there's more than one person called Abdul on the team?
I don't know. Maybe it is him, but he just looks different. I don't know. Maybe there is two. I'm not sure. Because I did know I did see him before.
I'm so confused.
Stop looking at me, little girl.
Are we sure he was in this?
He was in this movie. I just looked him up just then. Bo-boom, 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 bo-boom.
And the heartbeat goes on.
And the beat goes on. Do, do, do. And the beat goes on. Do, dude. Like, literally, it's going on way too long. Do.
So is that not him?
No, it's not.
So I'm confused. Why, if it's not him, is there a guy with the same name as him?
We need fact-checking. Somebody needs to fact-check this, anyone who's listening right now. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he was really tall, too.
No, he's, like, massively tall.
Whee! Miss!
Whoa!
What the hell?
That ball exploded!
I'm confused.
So basically, this little girl is fixing all the games. You're not getting that last point. Bam!
Why is she fixing the game?
Is it the movie would have?
she's like the cat from Outer Space, Marcy.
Is she? All right, now what's happening?
They're not talking about the explosion at the game. They're talking about the explosion that they had during sex.
They're talking about banging.
So it goes from an explosion on the basketball court to just them in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And us completely confused about the basketball game.
Who won? What was the score? I had $5 on that game.
And I apologize to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because I just did not understand where you were in this movie, in that scene.
I always keep forgetting that Lance Henriksen has been in movies for years, like decades. Like, even in the 70s, he was in movies.
I feel like he just didn't age for at least 30 years.
Exactly.
Movies were created in the, and then Lance Henriksen.
Yes, exactly.
And I did interview Lance Henriksen and meet him several years ago.
I know. Indeed. I was going to bring that up. If...
A very nice man. And he did wink at me all the time, and I got all embarrassed. But I think he was just being kind.
Well, I'm looking up trivia right now.
Drink oh, of if you.
And according to trivia, according to Lance Henriksen, the cast agreed to do the movie just to get a free trip to Italy.
I don't blame them at all. I'd do that.
And Henriksen himself dislikes the movie, calling it a real turkey.
I can see why, because it looks like a bit of a turkey right now. I don't know what's going on.
Although, because the movie actually has a 78% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. I mean,
I think that's more like reviews over the past few years rather than at the time.
Because this
movie does have a huge cult following.
The framing of this scene just is not working for me.
There's a lot of shadow. You barely see any of their faces.
It looks like it's trying to really be artistic, but it's not really working.
What was Katie doing in that basketball game? I know I didn't drive her and you didn't either. How'd you get there?
I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know. I'm scared.
And it's just going to get... And this is just going to get crazier and crazier from here.
It's not how kissing works.
See, the mum is so terrified of her own daughter, she doesn't even want children anymore.
And he thinks she's crazy.
Because she's so... Yeah.
He's a bird.
Hi, Birdie. Birds!
How long is this movie, by the way?
Over 2 hours.
Oh my god. Well, with the ads, it's going to be over 2 hours.
Oh, look, Pog.
What the? Okay.
It's Xbox One X graphics right there.
Do they know she's evil?
Well, I don't think they know she's, like, truly evil, but they think she's evil just looking at her.
Did she kill her babysitter?
I think she's just asleep because she's in this movie. Am I being creepy, mother?
This is weird. I don't like it.
Am I acting like Linda... Am I Linda Blair, mother?
Well, she's definitely trying to be. Well, they're trying to make her look that way.
Can I have your hair, mother?
And she wants another. What?
She wants won't fix an evil. I won't fix any more of Dad's basketball games unless he gives me a brother. Oh, I got you, Bean.
I fucking did a spit take. I'm drinking a Red Bull, and the Red Bull is all over my fucking face.
Wow.
This is why we need to start posting the video of these.
You got me, but I'll be right back. I just need to wash my hands.
I apologize about that.
So, are any bold people, like, involved in this space Jesus thing? I'm so confused. Oh, he's a visitor.
It's all over the floor!
Why is it even that funny of a joke?
I know!
What a time not to record an actual video podcast.
It's only video, providing the recording works for our Patreons, which you can subscribe at patreon.com/thesupernetwork.
Jeez, that was amazing. I'm just going to be careful every time, Bastia, you guys make any jokes now.
I'm just confused. Is this bald guy one of the bald kids grown up?
I don't think he is. He looks like Mark Strong.
It's Agent 13.
And he's a hard 15.
Exactly.
Oh my god, this music. Doo-doo!
This music is...
Wow.
Marcy, can we change the podcast theme music to this?
I don't understand the point of the music going like this when he's on a roof.
Just walking around, it's like super dramatic. It's like, dude, I'm just walking around on a roof.
And he's still in his space safari outfit.
Indeed.
I'm stealing this for Pop 4D bumpers.
Yes.
I'm guessing they work for him.
Yeah, they all work for him.
Yeah, they're the bold kids grown up. Well, other bold kids.
He's space rich.
He's space rich.
Yeah, those have to be the kids.
Yeah. So they obviously just grow up bold and serve the old man, which is kind of creepy.
Exactly. Although, John Houston looks like Santa Claus, but maybe that's why they want to work for him.
This new season of Power Rangers is weird.
Oh my god. Ooh, nice house. I like the big columns.
That's a Prince Prince.
I like the John Houston who's an Academy Award-winning director, is in this movie.
Well,
apparently, from what I've heard, from what I heard, like, he didn't like working on this film, but when he actually saw the movie, he actually loved it.
Oh, really?
And, like, had a... Yeah. Because he thought the movie was going to be bad when he was making it, but then when he actually saw it, he loved it and actually was, like, became best friends with the director of this movie.
Oh, okay.
The question is, how old was Eric Roberts when this movie was filmed, and why is he not in it?
Eric Roberts should be in this movie.
He was probably a hard 20, and he should have been in this movie. I mean, look, exactly. Let's be fair. Lance Henriksen right now, he's a hard 30.
He's definitely a hard 30.
Yeah. And I'm obsessed with that other guy's hair. It's so, like, grey and perfect. Hello, we're all wearing suits and we all look the same. What's going on?
Rich white people meeting.
This is the new world order of the actual world. It is run by old white men who dress the same.
Exactly. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering who the visitor of the
It's John Houston, right?
John Houston, yeah.
Yeah, it's John Houston. Obviously.
He said he's a visitor.
Visitor?
So, who is all these people and why are they telling him he's failed and blah, blah, blah?
Well, they want that baby brother.
So
they want another evil child in this world.
Okay, but are they like evil space lords or just old white men?
Maybe both.
Very confused.
I'm gonna go with rich white men wizards.
Yes.
I'm so confused. Okay.
I like how they're all literally wearing the exact same suit.
Yep. And who's the other dude like spying on them?
Obviously not white because he's not allowed to be in this club.
Well, clearly.
He was not invited to the meeting.
Clearly.
But basically, the mum is an evil baby-making machine. Because every time she has a child, it becomes evil.
Okay.
So is it something to do with the men?
Yes. Because, like, the mother, she doesn't want any more kids. But the white guys here, they want her to have more evil children.
Yeah, but, like, does she get impregnated by that Satan thing? Or...
Oh, no, because she has the genes of Satine in her.
Okay.
Hence why she can make evil children.
Essentially, these guys
make any sense.
Essentially, these guys are the Illuminati, right?
Yeah.
Essentially.
I'm feeling like it. And they want the power from the evil children?
Yes.
Lipton tea.
And it's Lipton.
Sim.
Oh my god, we're actually in sync this time.
Yeah.
Wow, this is amazing.
This is a first.
We said
to be.
Knock on wood that it stays that way.
Yes. I'm back. Back already.
Nope, I've got Marie Kondo. See, we fucked it up.
Okay. I'm at 2439.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back at the same mark. But, nope, we got another ad. Oh, no, it's the same ad. Yes. It's still Marie Kondo.
We totally jinxed that.
We did. We fucked up so bad.
Indeed. Maybe one day we'll actually get it right.
Another ad.
Oh, my God.
What are you invested in? I don't know. What the fuck is this ad? I don't know.
A weird ass movie, that's what we're invested in.
Yes. Maybe both. Private.
I'm thinking this will be the last ad.
Yeah, I think it is, because I can see the little timer in the corner and it's almost finishing any second now.
Yeah.
Right and... about...
We're back, 24:37.
Yeah.
Let's have a party.
I don't know what's going on in this movie.
Wait, it's got a sweet-ass pinball machine and an old arcade machine.
Can she control birds? I'm assuming that's one of the things with the birds. And she can make explosions at basketball games?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But is she doing that for the dad so she can win? Like, did he tell her to do that?
Yes.
I don't think... Yes.
Well, I'm just going to... Let's go with yes. Or whatever.
This is the most mournful birthday party I've ever seen.
It's just adults. Oh, no, there's kids. Or maybe. I don't know. Is this the origin stories of Katy Perry?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no, wait. Oh, no, there's kids at the party. All right. She doesn't look very happy.
I wanted a baby brother for my birthday, Mom!
Does the mum know that the kid's evil, or is she just scared of her?
She's just scared of her.
Well, yeah, she's scared of her, but she doesn't know why, but she just is.
Okay. Oh, what the hell?
Squeaky.
Hello, I'm the visitor. Wow, that was
Who's
a cool
this weird
ride.
Old man that just showed up at your house?
Hello, I'm not Alec Guinness.
So he tracked her down pretty quickly with all that stuff.
Well, he's space rich. He's got connections.
Exactly. And he knows space Jesus, and Jesus knows where everything is.
Sure. Does the girl know she's... I know, right? Does the girl know she's evil, though? Sorry.
Yes. She obviously knows she's evil.
Okay.
Because you can tell, like, she every time she's around other people, she has that twinkle in her eyes, like, hey, I'm an evil bitch.
Yeah. All right, sorry, I cut you off.
Wow, a gun!
I got a gun!
What the fuck?
It's what I always wanted. I'm going to shoot that bird.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
She shot her mom in the spine!
Not my fault.
Who gave the kid a gun?
I want a gun. I want that as a gift. Just the gun goes, what are you going to do?
Can someone explain to me what the fuck that was? Who gave her a freaking gun for her birthday? And then she somehow has enough power to accidentally shoot her mum in the back.
Ah, see, the main rich white evil white guy's there now, so this is all orchestrated.
So was it the rich white guy that gave her a gun?
I think so.
Or was it not Obi-Wan Kenobi? Because if the mom's out of the way, they can't have the other kid.
Oh, maybe. I can't believe that was a scene we just saw in a movie.
And it happened so fast.
What was that?
Oh, hi, Glenn Ford.
I'm so confused. Why are there so many talented?
Why is there so many talented people in this movie?
What was that? Oh.
What is this?
Time for gymnastics.
For some reason.
I'm doing gymnastics while my mum's spine's being operated on. Just to kind of throw it in her face that I can do all this shit and she can never walk again.
Look what I can do.
I don't like how some of these shots are framed. This is disturbing.
I don't like any of this. Why did you pick this movie? Hey, look, it's relevant for today's environment. They are all masked up.
Remember exactly. Me, whatever you do to me, I pay you back twice as much when it's my pick.
That is true.
Yes, and the film we'll be watching next week will be our Patreon voted pick, and I did not pick well. I'm scared. But then, after that, it is Batch's pick, and he's going to throw us with something shocking. I know it.
As you can see, you have no spine.
Wow, what a perfectly shot bullet into the spine when she tripped over.
I know. Did she trip over? I'm pretty sure that little girl threw the gun on the table. She didn't trip.
Yeah, I don't
know. She deliberately did that.
This is terrible, but... So, you know, if you want to knock her up, you know, might as well go ahead right now.
Oh my god. Well, I figure that's a reason for it.
Bede, is this Final Destination 5?
Yes. Bede, you're obsessed with all the hair, but I'm looking at everyone's glasses. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, the glasses are weird. That's a nice segue.
That was a 45-year-old stuntman doing that gymnastics routine, by the way.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Your stunt double did a great job, kid.
I want to see this kid shoot more people in the back.
I like how, like, her evil, but like she has like a lot of psychic powers, but she's like, I'm just gonna shoot my mum with a gun.
What the fuck?
She didn't even just shoot it, she just threw it and it went off.
I'm gonna watch that scene on repeat. Oh my god.
Meanwhile, the next day after the party, she's all better now.
Because that's how being movie paralyzed works.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can just, you know, you're ready to go straight away. And your legs still move.
You won't be able to walk, but you can still produce evil babies.
Well, you can.
Evil pigtails.
Oh, they got one of the sweet chairs.
And she's just being an asshole, just going up and down.
Yeah, that the Brady Bunch house?
It looks like the Brady Bunch house. Honey, I'm supposed to use that. Fuck you, Mom, it's mine now.
Every house should have that, regardless of if you need, you know, help getting up the stairs, because stairs are terrible.
I should have them even if you only have, like, stairs that are only two steps.
Yeah.
I like how the mum is so forgiving after her own daughter shot her in the spine and paralyzed her.
And she's all dressed up with high heels and everything from coming out of the hospital.
This musical bird. Yeah. A bird. A parakeet and a parrot.
Those things with the two wings in the mouth and goes squeak squeaky. A bird? Yeah, that thing.
Who's this woman?
Don't mind me, I'm just going to bite my own lip.
Was she at the party?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's, are they he's a cop
investigating?
Who's
okay. These transitions, yeah. I like have no fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah, it's pretty much just goes from one scene to the next. Oh, well, hello, two-time Academy Award winner Shelley Winters.
I thought it was Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins had fell on hard times by the time this movie came out.
Apparently.
That's her hard-done cousin, Maggie Poppins.
Yes.
And she's actually she's hard 20.
I was about to say hard 20.
Hello. Do you like my outfit I'm wearing?
Look at what she's wearing.
I love the fucking sound effect of that thing going up and down the stairs. The
This is Shelley Winters at the point of career where she's like, you know what? I've won two Oscars. I'm just going to fucking star in anything I want now.
Yeah. And she should. Ugh. Just give me 2 secs. Keep the movie rolling. I can hear the cats outside and I need to know what the fuck they're doing if they haven't destroyed my house.
Exactly. I like how the mum has Farrah Fawcett hair.
Totally. It's totally 70s mom hair.
Exactly. There is a lot of weird outfits and hair in this movie. But also the birdcage that's there is weird too. Just look at it. It's like at least, like, it looks like it's meant to be like a three-story high birdhouse. Whoa, what's going on
smooth,
here?
Smooth, shiny.
All right, you ugly bald children. Now listen up. Don't mind me. I'm just sorry. Go ahead, Pat.
Are we sure this is not how the assassins from the Hitman games got started?
This movie is like a prequel to it.
Yeah.
I'm back. Keaton took his collar off again, little turd.
I like the accent the little girl has.
My gun's not in there.
So who is she meant to be? Like a housekeeper Danny. Person? Yeah, okay. Yeah. So she is essentially Mary Poppins.
Essentially.
Hmm.
Oh, I almost got hit by that bus.
You almost got smoked by that bus.
What is that? That doesn't look like a bus. It looks like a van.
That's the short bus.
What the fuck? I've never seen one of those things.
So when someone always makes a joke of riding the short bus, that's kind of...
Yeah. That's where they take all the evil children to evil school.
I was going to say, it's got to be an evil kid's bus because it looks so weird and non-bus-like. It looks like a van that they've painted to look like a bus.
I'm going to go to class and my classmates are Damien, Esther from Orphan, and also the children from the corn. And Village of the Dead.
And Problem Child.
Exactly.
Dennis the Menace.
And the good son.
Yes.
That is not a bus. That is a van.
It's the Expendables of shitty children.
I like how even she's wearing a tracksuit to school.
She wasn't wearing that before. What?
Oh!
He just told that cop to go fuck himself.
Wow.
She's cool. That kid is cool as shit.
Well, she gets guns for a birthday. What the fuck? No!
Zero fucks given.
Wow.
I'm kind of on her side. Gotta be honest.
Even hilarious is the accent. It's all you perverts like yourselves.
Oh my god. What are we watching?
I'm not a pervert, I'm a cop.
Yeah, okay. She's gonna tell him to fuck himself again.
This is the weirdest prequel that had a Montana.
Did she just say she put it up his ass?
He goes, right up your ass.
Wow.
Freedom!
I would have grown up to be this little girl.
I can't even right now. Oh. So the cops don't know about the supernatural shit, obviously.
They don't know about the supernatural stuff. They only just know that she got a gun and she shot her mum with it.
That her aunt apparently gave her.
Yes.
Mm.
And apparently, yeah, the seal number, everything was all sawn off, so it's an unregistered gun.
Wow. I'm still confused, like... On what reality does
somebody
that
calls
happen?
70s Doctor Strange. They need a magician for this case.
Yes.
I like how this detective's got a pipe.
I know, right?
We need to bring pipes back into the mainstream.
It's early Commissioner Gordon.
Yes.
So it was, they were meant to have a bird in the box. You can't put a bird in the box and expect it to be alive. Oh my god, I can't handle this movie. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, man.
It's an Italian sci-fi horror movie.
Meanwhile,
I've been up here walking around on this roof for the past 4 hours. All right, guys, get to do that interpretive dancing behind those white sheets.
What the fuck is this?
I swear I might have that same wardrobe as the bald guys. Riding in my car, off to buy some booze.
I can't deal with this movie. I know I say this every week, but this is awfully confusing.
Just gotta let it wash over you, Marcy.
Look, I think Night Killer made more sense than this did. And that movie didn't fucking make any sense. Where are we? At the house.
Yeah, there's got to be some booze around here somewhere.
He doesn't lock the doors.
Mm. I'm pretty sure he can't just you didn't... walk in.
I got a warrant, so fuck you. This was the 70s. You didn't have to lock your doors back then.
I'm digging the 70s house, though.
I do like the 70s house.
It has like...
It feels like a very... Yeah. It feels very quintessential 70s house.
Mm.
Play some Desert Package.
Wow.
Is this a marijuana plant? Can I smoke this?
Why is this happening? Why is he in there? What's he looking for? The gun? The bird?
Squeaky!
Ah!
It's the
damn
evil
buzzard.
Bird.
Hey, dead yet? Damn buzzard, I ain't dead yet. Ah, it's only a small little bird.
Yeah, but it's under control by the evil
bird. Birds are like, motherfucker, I'll kill you, motherfucker!
Where did he put it?
I'm just gonna go to this plant over here.
Where did he put the bird?
I think he put it up in a tree. And like, oh, hello, what's this? That was the present bird.
Oh,
that
so it wasn't a real one. Okay.
Yeah. I like how it's just like, I'm a little bird.
Wow, that bird's going fucking nuts.
Like
add.
Core is organic.
I'm at 4231.
We're just getting the same ads over and over again.
Until we got cause.
Okay, I got a Lipton ad.
Yep, Lipton. Again, it's making me want Lipton iced tea. Don't know if we got any.
That's a nice spear into the pool there. Okay, I'm back.
Almost back. You're back. And 42-32.
Okay.
He's just put the bird in the car. Now he's got his little walkie-talkie thing. Oh, I don't know what it is. I really don't know.
Now they're off to go sell this booze, this bird, so I can buy some more booze.
Is he an alco?
I think Glenn Ford was actually an alcoholic in real life, from what I remember.
That's not very nice making jokes about someone's alcoholism, Bede.
That is true. I apologize.
I mean,
I apologize in advance.
The character can just be obsessed with birds. That's better.
Birds?
Why is it shaking? Is it possessed? Does it? What's wrong with it?
Whoa! He's too distracted by the bird to keep, like, driving. And to be fair, that bird's voice is creepy.
To be fair.
To be fair.
And drink every time we say, to be fair.
To be fair.
Motherfucker, I got my kids. You're fucked now, boy.
Wait. The other bird is now there?
That's right. Squeaky's on the stop line.
I can't deal with this.
Whee! Look out.
Is it going to smash the car?
Or surprise, motherfucker!
What the fuck? Where did it come from?
It came from the window.
But his windows are closed.
Clearly not.
Well, they are.
I'm being attacked by Bert.
If you look at his car, the windows are shut.
Fuck you! You think you ain't you just because you think you're driving a car, you ain't shit.
Whoa! Jesus!
That stunt double died in that act. In that.
Seriously, that I think he did.
Because he legit. Oh, his eyes being poked out by the bird. Whee!
Wow.
Okay, this is officially an Italian horror film. There's eye horror now.
Yep.
Yes. Ah, let's go beat up that car.
What the fuck? What the fuck are we watching? And why?
I swear that stunt double we saw before died.
That guy
We saw a murder in this movie.
There is no way that person lived.
Because the way he landed on the front of that car is unhuman. And now the cop is dead.
Is there any wait, he wasn't in this movie long.
Yep. He's an OG.
Wild back in the chill, me cleaning up. This is how I usually clean up the place when I'm at work. And I sing this song too.
So apparently, Shelley Winters apparently smacked Paige Connor, who plays the kid, for real when they were filming the scenes where she does that.
They were acting. Yes.
Apparently, the bedroom scene, which we saw earlier, between the mum and Lance Henriksen, that entire scene was completely improvised by both actors. Which makes so much sense.
Because that made no sense. And I'm surprised.
Well, they are, to be honest.
Like, that car scene was amazing, but I was half expecting the bird to get a Glock and shoot the guy.
Give this movie to
amazing.
It's not a stretch for this fucking movie. So,
do you like the hat I wear on my head?
So, does she know what's going on?
I bet she's... You mean the mum?
No, Shelley Winters. Yeah.
I don't know. She mightn't. I'm not sure. Or she could have been sent by the white guys.
Yeah, but is she sent to help the mum or to help the kid? Because I'm thinking, I think she must be there for...
the kid.
Well, yeah, maybe to protect the mum, I don't know.
See you, Bubba, you can roll by yourself now, fuck you.
Yeah. Well, she's got to go ice skating, and hopefully she uses her ice skates to decapitate someone. I mean, did I say that out loud? This movie has already gone into some fucking nuts territory. Surely it's going to get more
nuts.
What
mall has ice skating in the middle of summer?
Exactly.
I'm so confused by these malls, because our malls do not look like that.
Bubble. So this little girl, she could do gymnastics, she could do ice skating, she can shoot her mum.
Yep.
She can do anything.
She can tell police officers to fuck off.
I honestly starting to think that John Huston just, his costumes, all the clothes he wears in this movie are just stuff he had in his own wardrobe. He's like, went up to the director, like, fuck you, I'm just...
Da-da!
He just wore whatever... He just wore whatever he came in to set that day.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Doo-doo-doo.
The fucking music. Oh, my God.
This scene here where he's coming down the escalator, apparently, based on the trivia, that's the world's largest freestanding escalator.
And I'm never fucking going on that. I can't even look at it. It's freaking me out.
Is there an extended cut of the sex scene between the parents to this music?
Yeah.
There should be.
What? That, the little...
Wow.
The little girl just pushed... he's still going down that escalator.
I don't want to look at the escalator. It's scaring me. What is going on?
It's almost like she's teasing the boys.
And they keep going for it? Like, dude.
Ah, they all look 18 and they're all going after like a 12, 13-year-old girl.
Yep, I can't.
He's still going down the escalator!
But it's the longest one in the world and I don't like looking at it.
He's been walking down it for like 20 minutes now.
When he gets to the bottom, there's going to be a sign of that. Let's give me a sign on the escalator that says, warning, temporarily stairs.
I can't look at it.
I swear they just reused all this shot. He went back 10 steps, then walked forward, then went back another 10 steps.
Yep.
What
the fuck is going on?
Whoa!
Oh.
Those guys went flying through the window.
Without skates on, apparently.
Almost as good as Nightkiller dive through a window.
Yes!
That is true. That is true.
Now he's back to where he was before!
Slow motion.
I want a deleted scene of him sliding down the bare stair of the escalator.
Hello, I'm Oscar winning director John Huston. Want to be in my next film?
That was so confusing. I'm lost. I can't. I have no idea what just happened.
I was very surprised because I'm John Huston. And I talk like this.
What's happened? What's going on?
He's the babysitter.
I'm the new babysitter. He legit is. He's now working as the new babysitter.
What happened to Shelley Winters?
No, she's just the cleaner.
Oh.
She's not the babysitter.
Oh.
Fuck you, Mom. This is a toy.
He doesn't look very happy. Jesus.
Want me to push you down the stairs, Mother?
Okay.
First name baby, last name sitter.
This is my evil bitch doll of a daughter, Katie. I'd be scared going up. I'd be scared going up like stairs like that because there's no bar to hold on to when you go up them. You wouldn't want any of your kids, like especially little kids, going up there because they'll like fall off.
Well, they're having the conversation. I was just thinking about. I'm like, isn't it a bit weird having a, you know, 200-year-old man look after a kid?
You just called him a cripple molester.
Yeah, they did.
Cripple. It's okay. She's allowed to say that. She's crippled now too.
Oh my god! I just.
Do you remember when I made Chinatown 5 years earlier?
Another movie.
Yes. Oh wait a minute. He was in Chinatown. He didn't direct Chinatown. Sorry.
Oh, Bede, get your facts right. You're the fact man.
I know. I feel very shameful of myself.
You should, man.
This movie is a turkey.
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm a professor of. Everybody calls me Professor Batch, but I don't know what my doctorate is.
Your doctorate is movies on Tubi.
I'll take it.
I think that
works. Meanwhile, playing Pong?
A little bit.
How do I play this game?
I'm so.
I wonder confused. If, like, I know John Huston was also a big drinker as well, so I wonder if he was like drunk through most of this movie too.
Maybe
her accent comes and goes all the time.
Yes. Do you know my voice? What? Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say maybe he was drinking when he actually watched the movie to think it was good.
Maybe. Do you know that my voice was the inspiration for Daniel Plainview's in There Will Be Blood?
Was it?
It was. Just like how Tom Waits was the inspiration for the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Yep.
I don't know why the little girl, she has an accent, but her mum doesn't.
I don't know.
Don't mind me, I'm just creeping around here.
And why I don't know. Why am I asking questions?
This is a movie where there's no point in trying to ask questions. You're not going to get the answers you want.
She looks like she's at the mall.
It probably is the mall.
Strangely enough, he's the best babysitter she's had in like 6 months.
Yes.
Not surprising. So what just happened with the mum? Why is she angry?
She's pissed off about something, but I can't remember what it was. There's a bird in my bed.
So is he going to kill the bird?
They're coming to get you, Barbara. Look at her earrings.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just looking at the earrings because it's my job to point out things that nobody else notices.
They really don't handle, being disabled very well in this movie.
This was the 70s. They didn't care about, like,
they really didn't care about anything.
And actually, we're halfway through this movie.
Thank God. Where are they? What is going on? Oh, they're suddenly home.
Oh, I take that back. Babysitter.
It seems like these babysitters get so tired of this girl, they're like, I'm just going to go take a nap. You're just not worth it.
$100.
Actually, he wasn't acting. He literally just had a big night the night before and just woke up on set the next day. Oh, I've got to act now.
Wow, $15 to look after that little shit.
To be fair, $15 would be like at least $400 today in today's money.
Oh yeah.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Fair.
What does the note say? I'm gonna kill you for reals.
Dear mom, get fucked.
What the fuck?
I want a baby brother, you bitch.
So that's not even her real dad.
No, it's her, you know, potential possible stepdad. So but he's been sent by the evil.
So who's the dad?
Satine, the evil Satan space thing.
Yeah, but who does she think the dad is?
Ooh. No. But her eyes are creepy, though.
I don't understand this movie.
Her eyes are really creeping me out. I don't know what effect they do to make her eyes kind of shimmer like that, but it's really eerie.
They're kind of silver.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it's actually really effective how they do the eyes. Like, it's really unsettling. It's one thing this movie got right, I guess. Because none of this movie is right in any way.
It's okay, Mother. I'm only going to kill you slowly.
Oh, my God.
Raymond, why do I have this accent? Why do I sound like Scarlett O'Hara?
And then why do sometimes I don't?
Raymond.
Give me an evil baby. Give me an evil baby brother.
I don't understand this movie.
Not only am I a member of the Linda Blair Lookalike Association, I'm also the president.
Oh my gosh. I'm so lost and confused.
This is what Bishop was getting up to before he was in Aliens.
And then he decided to become an android and leave the planet.
Exactly. Ah, oh, but was he always an android? But is he an android? He ad! But he might already be...
I don't have an ad, but I'll pause.
Yeah.
We have an ad for something.
59:35.
It's getting closer to the end. looks like it'll be a short ad. So I don't even know what the ad's for, to be fair.
I think it's about trying to save money, I think.
Oh, maybe. All right. And we are back. Now, 59:30.
And I'm pretty love the music in this movie.
But I'm pretty sure Lance Henriksen has been in the same outfit the whole movie.
Yeah, I think he has. And that shot of him there, that's just from earlier in the movie.
This is all from earlier in the fucking movie.
The movie's trying to it is a flashback earlier in the movie. That explains everything.
Are we sure it's a flashback?
I think so. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think it's another meeting.
No, it's probably another meeting. It just, they use the same footage.
Yes.
Uh-oh. So he was implanted to be, like, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Mm. So what are they going to do to Barbara?
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
We're gonna get her to marry a plane.
What? I wouldn't be surprised.
Raymond died on his way back to his home planet. She's not doing anything evil right now.
And he's on the plane too.
So are they just gonna like impregnate her for another child or?
Yes. Because they want the power of the evil children.
Why?
13.
Well, I don't know. Because what am I asking? Like, this doesn't make sense.
Barbara?
Barbara?
Can I say... Can I call you? They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I don't like these fucking escalators. Fuck off. Why do you do things
like
that? Sometimes I think it gives
you... Like what, mother? Be evil?
See, I learn I learned something new each podcast. I learned Marcy hates escalators, this show.
I'm scared of them. Leave me alone.
I like how the mother just says, do you take pleasure from watching me to make me suffer? It's like, yes, mother, that's why I shot you in the back.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Ugh, this kid.
I'll take you home.
So she's not weirded out by another creepy old white man. Alright.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't get it. I don't.
Oh, Mel Ferreira.
Get it.
Drive it around.
Uh oh, is she gonna have a car crash?
Wait a second!
Wait a minute! How's she driving?
Yeah, I was gonna say, she's paralyzed from the waist down! She wouldn't be able to drive!
Maybe she has a special car.
No, I don't think... This is the 70s. No, I don't think that's even possible.
Okay. Well.
Wearing sunglasses at night.
What the hell?
I'm more scared of you, honey.
Is that about to be a truck?
That truck has way too many lights on it.
I'm very confused. What a surprise. I haven't stopped being confused.
That's what they said after, like, watching the first cut of this movie. Idiot. That car's got a phone in it.
Well, maybe it's a very high-tech car.
I know.
For 1978?
Yes. Oh my god, what is this?
We're stuck on the road and my daughter's being evil and I feel very scared right now and I feel like my hair might actually get destroyed by her.
I realized her name was Barbara Collins. I want to make a Dark Shadows joke.
Yes, do it. Do it.
Is she controlling the truck?
Her smile is creepy. She's freaking me out right now.
They're coming to get you, Bede.
No!
The truck disappeared.
Is she controlling it, though? I'm so lost.
She could be. If she could control that truck, she can make my hair go frizzy.
It was the bird Squeaky driving.
Yes. Ba-bow.
Where is this even coming from?
I love how dramatic this music is. It's amazing.
Is this coming in out the of truck? The shadows? What is going on?
So the truck was actually backing up. I think. Whoa.
Okay.
Now drive your truck, drive the car in here, please.
Okay.
It's actually just the truck from Spy Hunter.
Yes.
Who are these people?
Now it's time for your insemination now, dear.
Ew.
I think that's what they're going to do. They were like, well, we tried to do it the natural way, but now we're just going to have to, like, literally inseminate her.
This is much more efficient.
And they look like sperm.
What is with those outfits?
They're huge. Look at them.
They look like... like just like they painted over some football costumes, outfits, whatever.
And now she's just unconscious for no reason.
Yeah. Why she wouldn't she be?
She probably just fainted after seeing how horrible those costumes are.
It looks like they just spray painted like the football outfits.
They're all wearing Yeezy. They're all wearing Yeezy shoes.
Goodbye, Yeezys. Mother. I can't wait to have my baby brother now.
Why is this so weird?
Blinded by the light.
Oh my god.
Hence why she has to wear shades at night.
Yeah, well, I can't see anything.
And now I'm just going to roll around in
steal the wheelchair.
In this wheelchair.
Don't worry, Mom, I'll drive your wheelchair home.
Turn on some lights.
This movie.
We're going to fix this movie somehow. We're going to stitch it all back together. And hopefully it makes some kind of coherent sense.
We'll make her stronger. We'll make her faster.
Yes.
None of this can be fixed. I don't know what the fuck I'm watching.
And these guys are probably wondering, like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, and she's back in the car.
What?
So basically, in the 30 minutes until this tow truck came to help him out, they were able to inseminate her.
Apparently.
And operate on her in that time.
Okay, maybe, sure.
I know I'm high right now, but do you see a little girl in a wheelchair in the middle of the street?
They should have got Cheech and Chong for these characters.
But why is the wheelchair in the middle of the road?
Good. That is a good question.
They're not going to hook the car up to the tow truck, just the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They should. And the girl is just fucking sitting there smiling like it's weird.
That's why she's a creepy little girl.
My mom is not feeling very well.
Meanwhile, John Houston back on another rooftop.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's doing. Or why.
Whee! Bow!
What is this?
That's probably what everyone thought when they signed on to this movie.
Standing over the title card of Troma Entertainment.
Yes. It does look like the Troma Entertainment logo.
Does. What?
Space.
They should remake this movie and put Christopher Walken in the John Houston role.
Yes.
I'm the visitor.
Tommy Wiseau needs to remake this movie.
Why?
It passed Nicolas Cage.
Why is there 40 minutes left? Oh my god. Why?
Remember, Marcy, 2B Tuesday's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. Ah, look at Shelley Winter's hair.
She's suddenly back. What the fuck? These transitions make no sense.
They just kind of just go from one scene to the other.
It does. There's no rhyme or reason to any of it.
Yeah, there's no flow.
No.
I'm just going to wheel around, wheel around, wheel around.
What is that on her neck? Is it?
Oh, it's part of the clothes.
Oh, is it?
Babysitter!
Hi, I'm the babysitter's back.
Who doesn't have a name and wears the same clothes.
I do have a name. It's Babysitter.
Please tell me the last third of this movie is the love story between Shelley Winter's character and his character.
I think it's the love story between Shelley Winters and the wheelchair.
Oh.
Confused. You've been feeling strange, confused. You must have watched The Visitor.
What is
You have this? Entered. You have entered the Twilight Zone.
This is so weird. I don't like it.
No, Shelley Winters, I have more Oscars than you.
Does he?
Well, he's got like, I think 2, maybe 3, I think.
And how many does she have?
2. And, and it's like, John Huston's like, pretty much like, I'll be in your movie, but I get to only wear the safari suit all the time.
And I have to give all the exposition.
Yeah, that's all he exactly. does. Wait, he's disappeared? What?
I'm out. Peace.
Hello.
Peace out.
I've done my time on this. I've done my time on this movie. It's time to go. Just wheel around and around.
He's like, "Well, my work here is done, but you didn't do anything."
That's all she's doing. Didn't I?
Didn't I? What is this?
And she's just wheeling around the room. But, in circles.
But is she unable to control it, or is it the daughter?
I don't know.
She's getting it up to 88 miles an hour, then we're going to see some serious shit.
Again, this is just... These gymnastic scenes are just reused from earlier.
But why are they there?
I guess the contrast is like that she can do all this gymnastics and her mum can't anymore?
I don't know. I don't like it.
She's got 3 pigtails. She's got 2 on the sides and 1 in the back. What is that?
Her balance in the gymnastics.
Pete, it was the 70s. Nothing made sense.
Just like this movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what, now you're concerned, Shelley Winters?
Collins, if we can stop doing donuts, I haven't got paid yet.
Wait, was she singing?
Shelley Winters just looks as confused as everybody else in this film.
Again.
She's driving again! How is she driving?
How is she driving the car?
I don't know! Because her feet don't work. How could she push the pedals?
I don't know.
Maybe, I mean, you could probably...
Maybe they didn't think about it.
She had...
Well...
Maybe it's just her...
Well,
I don't
maybe
know.
Because Lance Henriksen's character's, like, crazy rich. Maybe it's rigged so that she can drive it.
Could be.
But I don't know.
I like that woman.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I like how that woman back there had like a sailor's hat on. He just missed it. And this guy's a pimp with one of his ladies' babies.
We just found your outfit for this movie's Patreon tier.
Yes, I'll dress up as that pimp. I did dress up as a pimp once years back, so I will do it.
Yeah, I'm actually very confused, because did they have the technology to re-rig the car's mechanics?
I don't think so. Not.
Well, maybe when they made this movie, they just didn't realize.
Yeah. Here comes Sam Peckinpah, director extraordinaire, whose line readings were so bad that they had him dubbed over by a different actor.
Wow.
And he shot all his scenes in this movie in one day.
So it wasn't even, like, that difficult of a role. He just hadn't really acted, I guess?
Yeah.
I guess?
I mean, I don't know if he acted in anything else, but I know this was, like, a small little part for him.
Hmm.
And I'm going to find out if he has acted in anything else.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah, this is a very generic voice.
Yeah, I think knowing, like, Sam Peckinpah, because he lived, like, a pretty big life and was a very hard life, his voice would not sound like this.
Yeah. So who's
this? Sounds
this,
like the voice of somebody who's 24 years old. The voice of somebody who's 24 years old.
And he's wearing cowboy boots. So we're just meant to assume she knew this guy or something.
Your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Sam.
Okay, so Sam Peckinpah actually has appeared in a few movies, but most of them, like, from the looks of it, were uncredited roles, but I guess they might have been, like, minor roles.
Oh, yeah. Evil people are staring at me! Wow.
They're judging by acting!
They chose this outfit for me.
I know I'm evil. Are you guys evil?
Yes. Yes, I am.
So yeah, I guess evil people are staring at her.
Ma, are you here? I want to suffer you some more.
That's a dope chandelier. I like that.
Oh, she got slapped.
That was a real slap.
Where is
my mother? Are you
crazy? Where is she?
Yep.
Whoa.
Oh, that was a hard slap too. That was...
Wow.
This is how we act, kid. Whap.
Listen, kid, listen to me. I've got two Oscars and you don't, so shut the fuck up.
Wow.
You don't mess with Shelley Winters. Shelley Winters messes with you.
Whoa.
I'm gonna choke the shit out of you now. Is Shelley Winters gonna have to choke a bitch?
That chandelier thing looks so out of place with this big rich house.
Wiggy's gonna have to choke a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Wait. What?
And I'll slap you again.
If they did remake this movie, that's totally Kathy Bates.
Yes.
Oh my god, yes. Why does she care where the mum is?
So she can torture us some more, I would reckon.
Mm. And Danny Trejo is the voice of Squeaky.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Can he play the little girl?
Yes, that'd be amazing. I can see Danny Trejo with pigtails.
Wait, she's gone to him for an abortion?
Yeah, because she realizes she's pregnant now.
Wow, that pregnancy took like straight away. Not even like two days.
So, okay, if they do remake this, what directors are going to be the cameos? Tarantino?
Ooh. Oh, yes.
George Lucas?
Yes!
Ooh. We'll make it George Lucas, but he has to be dubbed over by a 24-year-old actor.
Yes.
No, I'm thinking George Lucas is the visitor.
Yes. Oh, I like that. I'm George Lucas, and I'm the visitor, and yeah, I made Star Wars once, which this movie was a ripoff of.
I'm the babysitter,
Run away. That little girl. Coca-Cola, get that product placement in there.
Where do you think most of the budget came?
Yes.
That's a different type of ad.
Yes, it is just a normal ad. Not a Tubi ad.
I know my mother's around here somewhere.
Where the fuck are we?
I believe that's the building where John Huston and the bald guys all hang out.
Where they all hang out.
we just hang around on the roofs on top of this building.
And we feel these really nice boxes.
Wow.
Not night killer shot. I'm going to imagine this movie... Sorry, go ahead, Marcy.
No, you go.
I was going to say, I like to imagine this movie is set in the same universe as Nightkiller.
But what
all
movie...
All movies are set in the same universe as Nightkiller.
What movie exactly makes more sense, this or Nightkiller?
Obviously not killer.
Both?
I'm just as confused. Oh my god, it's a bald man!
Now listen, little girl, if you're gonna hang around with us, you have to be bald like these men too.
Are they gonna kidnap her?
Well, to be fair... she is evil, so we can't be that sympathetic towards her.
No. I'm still on her side.
Yeah. I mean, she did tell that guy to fuck off.
I mean, the only really evil thing she did was, like, shoot her mom, and she didn't even do that on purpose. She just threw the gun, and it happened.
She just threw the gun.
The most evil thing she's done in this movie is fix the basketball game.
That is actually, now that you say that, it is true that the other than the gun thing, she hasn't really done anything too evil. She just says really weird and creepy things.
Mm-hmm.
So basically like any normal kid her age.
Except for shooting your mom in the back.
Squeaky exactly. Was the one that technically killed the cop. That wasn't her.
That is true.
And the guys at the skating rink had it coming.
Yeah, that was dickheads.
And they were pervs. I'm now confused. Where am I? What movie am I in? Is this Chinatown?
I don't know where we are. Ooh, ice cream.
No time for ice cream, because where did the stairs go? The stairs went halfway up that wall, and they just stopped halfway, and there's no more stairs after that.
Because those are the fire escape, they go down.
You gotta like jump down 10 feet before you can even get to the fire stairs.
Oh, she's doing something evil.
Oh my god. She's moving the stairs. That's where they go, Bead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now
I don't know.
I was gonna say.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Okay, now she's evil.
Well, nobody got hurt there, technically.
she destroyed someone's business.
That's what you get for not making vegan hot dogs, you dick.
Ew. Look at that guy's hair.
I know.
What is it? This music?
Bow. This music is amazing. Bow, 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 bow.
Wow.
You missed.
Well.
Marty, I think some of the music in this movie needs to be used at the end credits of the movie on this podcast. I really want that music to be my ringtone when someone calls me.
Love theme from The Visitor.
I'm in tears. Oh my god.
You better not be hiding in this porno theater.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? It looks like a porno theater and I'm scared.
I can see why this movie is long in the last half. Basically, this last half hour is her just running after John Huston.
What kind of strip club is this?
Oh, God. I don't like it.
Oh, sorry.
Following, it wasn't that hard.
Oh, she's got evil eyes.
He walked into the shot accidentally.
That's what it looked like!
I'm sorry, I wasn't meant to be in this shot.
She's got the evil eyes, be careful. Bastard.
You bastard.
Okay. Oh.
You can't find me.
Still trying to find it. Figure out what kind of strip club has a house of mirrors in it.
This is the type of strip club. It's like, oh, we can't afford to actually have strippers, so we're gonna put mirrors around, and you have to do the stripping, and they can be, and all the mirrors, and the mirrors will show off like that. There's a whole bunch of them, but it's only just you.
Ew. What the fuck? This is trippy.
Epic glass shattering.
Tinkling glass. Okay, well, I'm confused.
The 70s were a weird time.
Was all those psychedelics, clearly. Or whatever the fuck drugs they did in the 70s.
Well, I got rid of that evil kid. I have to get rid of this older one now. I might order a pizza.
Did she actually go get an abortion? Like, did she go through with an abortion?
I believe so.
Oh.
Seems she did.
I mean, well, yeah. Look at that. I guess.
Did you see that tank? That fish tank back there?
Not really.
We'll see it again in a second, but yeah, it's insane, that fish tank.
As opposed to the rest of this movie.
We still have 20 minutes to go in this movie, by the way.
Oh, fuck sake. Why? Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Now, Shelley Winters, you're not trying to scare me, are you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I like how the lighting makes her hair glow like that.
The lighting in this is very weird. Oh, there's that fucking bird again.
Yeah, Buzzard, I ain't dead either.
It's me, Daddy Drill. Caw, caw.
Yeah, he needs to be the bird and the kid.
Oh, wait a minute, that's not a bird, that's Nicolas Cage's hairpiece. That's my bird hair. Let's attack this woman.
No, if anybody's the voice of the bird, it's Chris Tucker.
Yes.
Hey, man, what's going on? I'm the bird! Hey, man!
Oh, my God.
Why would anyone let a bird like that fly around their house freely?
Is the bird under control from the girl?
I think no, it's an evil bird.
It's her familiar.
A familiar, yeah.
Okay.
I'm safe in this dark room. Hopefully no one else is in here with me.
Let me guess, someone's in there with her.
Birds know how to open doors.
Oh, do they?
I'm assuming so. I mean, if a raptor from Jurassic Park had, so probably a bird.
Okay, to be fair.
To be fair.
This bird caused a car to crash, go over an embankment, wrap itself in a fence, then explode.
Exactly.
This bird can do anything. It can do anything.
The bird is opening the door. Oh, no, it's Shelley Winters.
Although her hair is the bird.
Equal reaction.
Is a protector. There you go.
Yep. Oh, where did she come from?
I don't know.
Whoa!
But she wasn't even there.
Look out!
Whoa!
Jesus! What? The hell?
I just said my mom going through the fish tank. Fly through the fish tank, I should say.
What the fuck? Where did she come from? Yeah. She was at the House of Mirrors!
Meanwhile, at the Tromo logo. Tromo logo.
Yeah.
Oh, he did send her.
I shall be leaving soon. My paycheck is cleared. I can leave this movie now. It's a Tromo logo. I am convinced. Tromo. Yes.
Tromo.
That's the knockoff. That's the Asylum-esque knockoff version of Tromo.
I hate to see what those movies are. Oof.
I'm so.
I told you it was a love story between those two.
Yes, I ship it.
You can't come with us, Shelley Winters. Only the children can come with us.
That's creepy.
Oh, poor Shelley. Even though we only met, like, this is the first time we've met, but still.
Well, we just didn't see them.
That is true.
The so side
the mom okay?
Story. Yeah, she's dead.
I think the mom's dead. I think so.
Again, where the fuck did the girl come from? She was at the House of Mirrors.
The mum was paralyzed from the waist down before, but now she's paralyzed from the neck down.
The fuck is this?
I don't want my hair to be cut. I don't want to be a baldy.
No.
But it's okay. We're going to smear peanut butter solution on top of it.
What the fuck is going on? Who are these people?
I don't know. And I've seen this movie, so...
What is this?
Time to do some cutting. Oh, the mum's all right now.
She's alive?
Yeah. I think the little girl's in some kind of psychiatric hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, Brian Cranston.
Okay.
When I'm not, I'll be good. When I'm not.
She's literally just got a Band-Aid on her chin from being thrown through a fucking fish tank thing.
That's Paul Walker.
The mom's hardcore.
When we see injuries like that, Marcy, we'll call it the Paul Walker and Tabby and the T-Rex effect.
Yeah, it really is. Like, not even kidding.
Ah, yes. Ah, yes, I'm back at the trauma logo again. I do love this logo. That's just the same shot as before. We've seen this before.
Lloyd Kaufman offered me to direct one of his movies once. I turned him down.
I was originally going to direct Toxic Avenger.
It was a much different film.
See, about at least 40% of this movie is reshots from the scenes that happened earlier.
They're just reusing the same footage.
Exactly. Now get down and boogie, everybody. This is our new dance club.
What is this?
I don't think even John Huston knows what this is.
No. I'm very confused.
Oh, that must have cost a lot of money, though.
Are we sure?
Yes!
We're going into space.
Are we, though?
I think, because I don't know. I'm John Huston.
Or it's the first spotlight dance.
Yes.
So what happened to the kid? Is she... evil still?
I guess? I'm gonna call this light down and it's gonna take me back home. I think. I don't know. I completely forgot what was happening in the script.
They're reusing the same shot again.
Yep. John Hughes is like, I'll be in this movie, but you can only allow one take of me in each scene. I am not doing multiple takes.
This is very, very confusing.
Three glowing lights!
Three glowing lights. Ah. Now there's multiple lights.
No wonder this movie goes for so long. We just have scenes like this where nothing fucking happens. He just looks at lights for fucking 10 minutes.
Marcy, those lights would drive your cats nuts right now.
Yeah, they would, actually.
I think at this point of the movie, the filmmakers probably thought, it's okay, we'll put this very long scene in it because everyone's totally baked out of their minds right now by this time of the movie.
Yep.
It's true, but I still don't understand what's going on.
Nope.
No, this actually, it's gone from the Troma logo to the Orion Pictures logo.
I'm so lost. Wait.
Orion Pictures.
Now, what's going on?
Ad?
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 Yeah. Did you say ad?
Oh, shit, sorry.
Ad?
Yeah. 36.25, sorry.
Got Snoop Dogg handing out Coronas.
Snoop Dogg's got Corona.
Or this movie just got really weird. It's one or the other.
Yeah, if Snoop Dogg just randomly appeared in this movie, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't be surprised by anything. I'm not even surprised we have like 12 minutes left, apparently.
Now I get that invest ad for the first time.
Oh, God.
The screen, and where we've paused the movie, Marcy, even the mum is like confused by this as well.
Yeah, she has no idea what's going on.
What time do you got on the movie?
1 hour 36:25.
Okay.
36:25.
Let me know when to press play, and we'll get back to the movie.
And press right now.
Done. We're running a little bit more smoothly than usual. I don't know why.
Apparently, I think it's they know that we're watching this movie.
Apparently, the crazier the movie, the more Tubi actually like behaves itself for us.
That is true. Like, we might have to watch only crazy movies from now on.
I mean, the first ad break, we're actually all in sync.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Yeah, but...
Now the kids are home? What?
Are you supposed to be locked up?
I broke out of the mental institution, mother.
What is even going on? I feel like this movie had at least another hour of footage that they just cut out of it.
It was originally a 12-hour miniseries.
Yeah, probably. Wouldn't surprise me. Is it like a weird, stupid twist ending or something? That lamp over there is of a snake! What the fuck is that decor?
This whole house is just weird.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie's really going out of its way to promote Pong. No, mother, it's John Huston in a wig.
Because maybe you pushed me through a fucking fish tank.
Well,
and then you shot me in the spine, and you sent a bird after me.
Mm-hmm. She kind of looks weird, isn't she?
I don't know.
I'm scared.
I promise I won't be evil much. I might be a little evil.
What the fuck?
Oh! Oh, that's a grown man!
That escalated quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
What the fuck? What is this?
This is the... I'm gonna beat the shit out of you, mother.
I figured the Illuminati would kind of, like, check in and say, you might not want to do that. We need your mom.
Exactly. Oh, gotta take her up the stairs.
What the fuck are we watching?
How is the thing halfway up the stairs already?
I don't know.
You're right. It's Lance Henriksen again.
Jesus.
Oh, that's just a man, and that's just a man that went down the stairs.
Okay.
Oh, another explosion. Wait a minute, but there's no basketballs inside, so how can that be an explosion?
He's not doing a very good job just fucking standing there.
You know, for someone who's meant to defeat this evil little girl, John Huston's not doing a very good job of it.
Nope. And she's going to send her back up again.
And push her back down the stairs.
Okay, then.
Oh, they're putting wire around her neck.
Jesus.
Or is it a zip tie? Is that wire or a zip tie?
Looks like wires.
Might be wire. Yeah.
I'm so
confused. John Huston, if you meant to save the mother, it's probably a good time to do it now.
They still need her to make more kids.
Oh.
Jesus.
This is a very elaborate way to kill someone.
I don't know what's going on. Why is he just standing there? Do something!
I am doing something. I'm staring at the clouds.
Okay.
And birds. He's creating birds out of clouds.
I don't know. This is very weird. Look at the birds. I don't understand this movie.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Apparently. Allegedly.
Oh, we got the shakes.
I'm very confused. I don't know.
Did that little girl fucking fart?
Someone did. That's how this movie got made.
It was me, sorry.
Lance Henriksen is not putting up with this shit. Wow.
What is going on?
Blinded by the light. Yeah, I better get out of here. It's weird that Lance Henriksen did this movie back to back with Close Encounters of the Third Kind. This is like Poltergeist right now. And look at her hair! The little girl's hair is like standing on end now.
I don't know why, it just is. I'm so confused.
There's a lot of it. Oh, hi, birdies! Not the birds!
So, his plan was to send in pigeons?
Yes. Man, this Hollywood remake of Birdemic is pretty impressive.
Yes.
Apparently.
Oh, that bird just cut the wire.
Oh my god. I cannot deal with this.
No, I don't want to be attacked by pigeons! They're dirty and gross!
The music is so awesome.
Biggie, save me!
Oh my god. What the fuck?
I'm being attacked by birds!
Being that this is an Italian horror film, I can imagine the filmmaker's like, we're not going to use a stunt double, we're going to use the actual real little girl with these scenes where she's being attacked by birds.
They're clearly using fake birds, though, in the close-up. Look at that!
Oh, that bird's back in a piece.
What the fuck?
It stabbed Lance Henriksen in the throat.
That?
Do, 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 do. It reused child.
Oh my god.
The birds!
Is the mum dead?
I think she's passed out. And by the way, these aren't all birds. They're all Nicolas Cage's various hair pieces that he's had to wear throughout his career.
I figured, you know.
I think there's a couple of John Travolta's in there too.
Yes. Especially the one from The Fanatic.
Oh my god.
It's okay. You won't be tortured anymore.
I've got the buzz.
By both that little girl and this movie.
This is so weird. What the fuck?
Death by pigeon.
I can't fucking deal with it, man.
See this shit? Look!
Have they killed her yet?
I thought they were gonna take... You were supposed to bring her back.
Yeah, I thought they'd peck out her eyes or something.
Those birds didn't actually peck at the death. They basically just let the diseases that they were carrying around do all the work.
Ew.
And now Mel Ferrer is dead too.
The fuck?
Oh, all okay. The white men in the club are dead.
They're okay then. Alrighty.
Dead, dancing in the moonlight. Oh wait, sorry.
What the
wow, bow. Oh, I'm back, Franco Nero, Space Jesus.
He's freaking creeping me out.
I don't know, his hair is very luscious.
Great, this guy again.
And again, I think this is just, again, the same scene from the film earlier.
I don't doubt it. Is that meant to be her?
Yeah, that's her. Because, see, all these kids, they're all the evil kids they've collected throughout the centuries.
Collected, okay. Okay.
So we took the evil out of her and made her a good girl and the evil part was always in her hair.
Apparently.
See, that's where the evil is. It's in their hair. That's why they had to get their hair cut.
Well, where else is it?
Exactly.
Oh my god.
And that was The Visitor.
What the bow, fuck? Bow.
Boom, 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 boom.
No.
Dude.
No. No.
What the fuck did we just watch?
That was its 2 out of 10. Out of all the movies so far, Tubi Tuesday, I think that's the worst one. And not good worst. I mean, like, just bad.
That was pretty fucking bad. That was pretty awful. Now we're going to the credits.
I told you guys I was coming back to torches.
You son of a bitch.
You're not allowed anymore to pick. No,
yeah,
kidding.
Boy.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, I got it. It's my pick in 2 weeks, so...
I'll stop it for now, the movie. Yes, well, our next one,
yeah.
When we come back to everybody, it'll be our Patreon voted pick. I can't imagine it's going to be very good. And then after that, it'll be Batch's pick, and he's going to get you back, Bede.
No, it's indeed. Your pick and my pick, isn't it?
No, it's your pick and then Marcy's.
After next week, it's your pick, because we got to do the Patreon voted pick.
Okay.
Yeah. So you've got, a couple of weeks to prepare, so... But then after that, it'll be mine.
I can only imagine what you'll do to torture a Smarzy.
It's going to be
just basically, it's not from being like watching hilariously bad movies on Tubi, and it's now just basically one-upping us and see who can torture the other two the most.
Yep.
And that's the edge we have over other Tubi Tuesday shows.
Yes,
so.
Exactly.
We'll call it the Tubi... Sorry, go ahead.
It's the suffering.
Yes.
The suffering. Exactly.
The awful, awful suffering. Ugh.
Well,
I need a cold shower after that weird fucking movie.
Well, that, of course, is the end of this episode of Tubi Tuesday. I hope all of our listeners enjoyed... us commentating the insanity that is The Visitor. But, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
You can always find us at our base of operations at Super Network at supermarcy.com. We can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/thesupernetwork. You can join in on all the chats and everything at facebook.com/groups/thesupernetworkgroup. You can follow my personal Twitter account at twitter.com/supermarcy. You can follow the Super Network on Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. You can obviously find us on YouTube at the Super Network YouTube channel. You can support us on Instagram and TikTok at... For Instagram, it is the.super.network, and TikTok is just the Super Network. And, of course, if you want to get early access to all Tubi Tuesdays podcasts, as well as the occasional access to a video podcast for Tubi Tuesdays, like this one, you can do so at patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and that is all available under the very first and cheapest tier. And there you go. Bede, what about you?
People want to find me personally. They can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine. or by personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/terribleaussie. And of course, you can always find all my writings over at the Super Network with reviews and columns. And yeah, so check out all my stuff there. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Find me every Tuesday at Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning up to the present day. You can also find me on my socials at Multiverse5, Multiverse F-I-V-E on the Twitter, and Multiverse5 on the Instagram.
Awesome. And yep, so that's it for this episode of To Be Tuesday. We will be back next week for our Patreon voters pick, in which we will have a poll of four films up on our Patreon, in which our subscribers can vote for which film they would like us to do. So if you want to be part of the vote, sign up to our Patreon, be a subscriber, and you'll be able to vote for our next movie. So we don't know which one it's going to be next week, so that's why we're going to be very scared because of it. So we'll see you all next week, everybody. See you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Peace out.
G'day, everybody, and this... sorry. I'm doing that again.